Saeed Banur is a friend of mine, but I'm lucky to know him. To be sure, he's from a land called Palestine, from the town of Beit Zahur. His house was a mile from where Jesus was born and a mile from a military base. He grew up under occupation. Such a lovely town, but such a terrifying place. When the first intifada started, Saeed was facing off with tanks. So many of the youth then became martyrs, and Saeed almost joined their ranks. He was running from a death squad. Soldiers shot him in the chest and in the back. They shot him 6 times altogether, but Saeed said, "You guys just don't have the knack." He wouldn't die. He wouldn't die. They tried hard to kill him, but he just spat in their eye. He wouldn't die. He wouldn't die. He wouldn't die. A soldier came and kicked him to turn him over, a blow that broke 4 of his bones. A local doctor came to try to help him. The soldiers said, "You leave him alone." It was hours before they took him to hospital where he got surgery. But after they cut out half his lung and patched him back together most sloppily, he wouldn't die. He wouldn't die. They tried hard to kill him, but he just spat in their eye. He wouldn't die. He wouldn't die. He wouldn't die. To stop the intifada, they tried different strategies. First, they tried packing the prisons. Then they tried brutality. Neither one of these things worked. So they tried assassination. But now he's sitting right in front of me, working at his station. Yes, they tried to kill Saeed Banur, and they succeeded with so many more. But now Saeed is a citizen of Portland, my neighbor by the Willamette River shore. Now Saeed is a journalist, reporting from his wheelchair, though 20 years ago he took 6 bullets, which is quite a lot more than his share. He wouldn't die. He wouldn't die. They tried hard to kill him, but he just spat in their eye. He wouldn't die. He wouldn't die. He wouldn't die. He wouldn't die. He wouldn't die.